Happy Friday, y'all. I was just kidding around. Thank you for listening to the Donna and Steve Show on My Talk 107.1 Everything Entertainment. We're going to have the College of Pop Culture Knowledge coming up in about 12 minutes where I am going to annihilate Steve.
You know, and if I lose, then that's just my plan for today. You know, you just figure out what is the destiny for today. You wake up each day and you don't know. Mm-hmm. How will this chapter end?
Sure. Right now, though, we have some non-fungible token news to share with everybody.
This warms the cockles of my heart because for once, I didn't bring it to the table. Donna did.
Yes,
Queen. Is that thing fungible?
No, it's not fungible.
It looks so fungible to me.
No, it's not. Second thought, maybe it's fungible. Let's ask Donna and Steve.
Time to talk non-fungible tokens with NFT experts Donna Valentine and Steve Patterson.
The units of data.
To make the techies chatter, that's N, my friend.
I'll tell you, women and men, it's those non-fungibles.
Rhymes with lunchables.
Tokens, NFT.
So I came across this article that is titled, NFTs Explained. Okay? And I'm going to try to navigate through this article. Okay, to help us all out a little bit.
So, just to be clear, you, Donna Valentine,
that's right,
are you're going NFT to expert. Once and for all explain.
You got this it,
to
buddy.
Okay, great. Everybody, pens and paper.
Okay, ready? What is an NFT and what does NFT stand for? Okay, we already know non-fungible token. It more or less means that it's unique and cannot be replaced with something else. For example, Bitcoin is fungible. You trade one for another Bitcoin and you'll have exactly the same thing. A one-of-a-kind trading card, however, is non-fungible. If you traded it for a different card, you would have something completely different, right?
Okay, yes.
You gave up a Squirtle and got a 1909 T206 Honus Wagner.
Honus.
She might have been right.
Honus?
That's what I've always said.
I don't know. I grew up
which
in
is
Pittsburgh.
The Mona Lisa of baseball cards.
Honus to Pete.
You're saying Honus, huh?
Honestly, you guys.
How do NFTs work, you ask?
Oh, you're still doing it. Okay.
Oh, yeah. I've got a lot more. At a very high level, most NFTs are part of this blockchain, Ethereum. It's an Ethereum blockchain. It's a cryptocurrency like Bitcoin or Dogecoin, but it's blockchain. Also supports these NFTs, which store extra info that makes them work differently from an ETH coin. Are you with me? Because I'm already lost.
I think so, yeah. Because I looked up separately the word fungible. And fungible means you are able to replace or be replaced by another identical item, mutually interchangeable. Fungible would be dollars, because let's make it more approachable for everybody. Dollars, coins, quarter for a quarter, these are fungible. But a non-fungible token means this is a one-of-a-kind digital asset.
Yes. Okay. We're getting somewhere.
I've also heard, like, let's say in the world of trading, if you bought corn, like on the market, like not just me buying an ear of corn, but like, you know, people buying big train loads of corn, you can trade a boxcar of corn for a boxcar of corn because it's the same thing, but you couldn't trade like a 57 Chevy for a, you know, a 97 Hyundai because those are not the same.
Okay.
So the corn is fungible. Wait, I've already lost myself.
The corn is fungible.
Corn is fungible. The cars are non-fungible.
Non-fungible. Okay. So what's worth picking up at the NFT supermarket? NFTs can really be anything digital. It can be a drawing. It could be music. It could be your brain downloaded and turned into an AI.
Okay.
But a lot of the current excitement is around using the technology to sell digital art. So does that mean like people buying my really good tweets?
You know,
that's not really what it means.
Oh,
a lot of the conversation.
Honus Wagner. Wait, let's hear that again.
Honus Wagner.
Dang. You lose again, Steve. Two zip. A lot of the conversation is about an evolution of fine art collecting, but only with digital art. Okay.
I want to say a word.
I don't want to hear it.
I was talking with my brother, Scooty, while I was home. We were talking about non-fungible tokens. And someone he was referencing had spoken about it and said that those of us who right now are sort of, you know, whatever, non-fungible tokens, blah, 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 will look back on that attitude in 10 or 20 years as really foolish. And maybe wishing we had more assets. I don't know. I need a non-fungible token that I can get for like $5. I don't want to spend a ton of money on it.
How is your Ethereum situation?
I'll just tell you this. You want to know something?
Yes.
No.
First of all, I do have a little Bitcoin. It's been a few months since I checked on my Bitcoin. I've had a couple cryptocurrencies that really tanked. I put $500 into one and it at one point became worth less than a dollar. That takes such an epic fall, but I got in when the buy-in was bad. I know someone, and you know someone, Donna, who is moving away from his position in this building. And I talked with him yesterday. So what are you doing? And he said, well, I hit it big with cryptocurrency earlier this year. I was like, wait, you're kidding me. I said, what kind of cryptocurrency? He said it was just Bitcoin. I get Bitcoin at the end of last year. The price went up. I sold it. Then the price would dip. I would buy some more. The price would go up. I would sell it again. Wait for it to come down. Buy more.
Amazing. Amazing.
A significant amount of money, Donna.
I'm impressed. What are we doing here?
Why are we even working?
A couple of schmucks.
Why don't we stop working and start mining?
Rocco, we just got an email from Patty who said, subject, NFT theme song.
Okay.
Rocco's NFT theme song is everything.
Oh, it is.
Love, 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 love. I loves me. My talk 107.1.
It's
never
best,
changed.
It's the best thing Rocco has ever done. And he's done a ton of great things on this station. And I stand by that.
Thank you.
It's
Rocco,
the best.
You're our best friend.
You are the wind beneath my wings.
All right. Thanks, man.
When we come back, it's getting awkward, just the three of us. So why don't you call 651-641-1071. You can call and play the College of Pop Culture Knowledge. You can bet on me. You can bet on Donna. You might just win yourself a prize. 651-641-1071. It's next.
Hey, we got to say a quick thanks to Chill Boys for sponsoring this podcast.
And for keeping my groin comfortable. I love Chill Boys. I love their boxer briefs. They are the most comfortable pair of boxer briefs that I've ever slid on to my body. No, I slide them on. You know why I slide them on? Because as they come up over my extremely well-developed thighs, I feel the cooling sensation. You feel it immediately. Donna, you do. You have felt it too. Yeah, they're made for guys, but you've tried them on. You know what I'm talking
about.
Yes,
women like them too. I like to wear them around the house. They are absolutely the most comfortable pair of underwear that I have ever worn. That's because they source the best high performance and eco-friendly fabrics that the guys behind Chill Boys could find.
Yeah, you know what that fabric is? It's bamboo. You're putting bamboo on your legs. You think it's going to be noisy and clank around like panda food, but it's not. It's very comfortable. I'm telling you, it's the most comfortable undies you'll ever wear.
Bamboo material has natural antibacterial properties, so it'll keep you free from odor. It'll keep you cool down there. That's all I'm going to say about that. Get 15% off your first purchase at chillboys.com.
Use the promo code MYTALK. Chill Boys. Comfort where it counts.
I will look for Steve. Oh, there he is. And we
Ripping
will play.
Conversation in the break room.
No
just
way,
now.
With who? I was just talking to Dez and Alexis, our friend Cindy.
Alexis and I am Grant. And we were talking about cryptocurrencies.
Oh, nice.
And security guard James, who is just paving his own way and doing all of the cool things.
We are very excited for him.
Yeah.
So cool. All right. You want me to hit this button, do you?
In 3, 2, 1.
Time to go to college.
It's time to attend the College of Pop Culture Knowledge.
It's like quiz ball.
3 trivia questions to find out who's smarter. Donna.
Donna's the smart one.
Or Steve.
His brain ain't right, but it's fun.
And here's your host, yours truly, Rocco.
I want to see how smart you are.
All right. Once again, I've lost track of the score. There was a double or nothing involved
Damn
at some
it, Rocco.
Point. I'm going to go back. No, I'm going to use that computer program to look it up again.
I know what it is. Okay. We're tied.
Are you back tied again?
Yeah. Like 70, yep. Because I won earlier this week. Fine. I went double or nothing. I lost. So then it was still 73 to 71. And then I hit it again with a double or nothing, and I won, which means I believe that we're tied.
We need to have a whiteboard in here.
Oh, there we go.
It's not a bad idea.
Thank you. Stick along.
Well, today I always try to look at the calendar and see what day it is.
Today's it's gluten-free pasta day.
Is it? So no, I'm going to give you gluten-free pasta in pop culture. No, it's National Cheesecake Day.
Hmm. Okay.
And as you know, since 1915, cheesecake has been a synonym for pinup photos of lovely ladies.
I did not know that.
Wow.
You've heard cheesecake, right? Hey, look
never in my life.
Steve, you?
No.
Okay, you guys.
Well, you're more old-timey than
we are. I did
the
research. In 1915, a photographer asked a woman to lift her skirt ever so slightly to make a better picture.
Gross.
When the editor saw the picture, the editor was a bit of a gourmet, I understand. He said, why, this is better than cheesecake.
Oh.
Gross.
So cheesecake has been known to mean a synonym for pinup photos.
That's offensive.
Well, ladies can
be
lovely.
What if I go home to my wife, though, and say, hey, later, how about a little bit of that cheesecake?
Ew.
Okay, I'm trying it. Okay, it didn't work. I tried.
What I'm going to do today, other than educate you about what cheesecake photography is, okay. I'm going to quiz you on famous pinups.
Yeah, good luck.
Famous pinups, and here to play the game, I think this, I was kind of waiting for Sarah to call back, but when Mary Lee called in,
we
I had
so
to
many
go
Marys
with this.
Who listen to this show.
Mary?
Without Marys and Judys,
we'd be lost.
We'd be lost. Hi, Mayor Bear.
Hey, Mayors.
Hi.
Hi. Hi. How are you?
I'm good. I'm driving up to Girls' Weekend at Breezy Point.
Yes.
All right.
Have the best time.
That's awesome.
We've been doing it for 40 years. High school, 12 of us.
Oh, my gosh. That was so fun.
Mary Lee, did you know that cheesecake meant sort of pinup photography?
No, I know nothing about that.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, you just seem kind of...
This,
by the way, we got an email from Teresa who says we ended yesterday tied at 88.
Nope. I think she's thinking of Colleen and Bradley or something.
Okay.
And then she even said, you're welcome.
Okay, well, I'm going to quiz these guys on famous pinups. And in case you don't know what a pinup is, it's maybe a photograph of a lady that you'd hang up on your wall. Perhaps a poster. That's what I called it.
Okay,
80s.
Poster's good.
So who do you think knows more about famous pinup / poster / cheesecake ladies, Donna or Steve?
Well, let's get them, Donna.
Yeah,
oh, my gosh. Oh, yeah, girl
Mayor
power.
Bear.
I saw this coming a mile
She's
away.
My girl. Get out of
right.
here.
I'm going to go find leaving. Some dudes to do chest bumps with.
Cool.
All right, Steve's leaving. Mary Lee's on hold, and it's just me and Donna.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, Donna.
Yes, Rock.
Here goes. Can you name the iconic clothing item that television's Catherine Bach was known for on her TV show from 79 to 85?
No, but I'm just going to say shoulder pads.
50s iconic brunette known as the Queen of Pinups, later known as the Queen of Bondage.
Jane Russell.
And can you spell Farrah Fawcett?
Yes. F-A-R-R-A-H. F-A-W-C-E-T. Maybe another T, I'm not sure.
What are you going with? One T or two?
Two.
Okay. Any thoughts on the first two?
Yeah, can you repeat the first?
The first one, and I can bring Mary Lee back. Can you name the iconic clothing item that television's Catherine Bach was known for on her TV show from 79 to 85? Thoughts,
Mary? I have no idea.
Okay. How about 50s iconic brunette known as the Queen of Pinups, later known as the Queen of Bondage?
I have no idea.
Donna, you have any more thoughts before we move forward?
I'm going to stick with my Jane Russell
Jane
response.
Russell for Queen of Bondage and then shoulder pads for Catherine Bach?
Sure.
Sure.
Donna, I thought you'd know that one.
Well, I don't.
Okay, let's bring in Steve Areno.
Okay.
Mary Lee, where are you headed to for Girls Weekend?
Breezy Point.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Super fun.
That's a fun place. It's on the lake. What lake is that on?
Pelican Lake.
Pelican Lake.
Beautiful.
Millennial Hannah just taught me something. The kids are saying, sheesh. Like they'll say, ice in my veins. Sheesh.
Didn't LeBron James bring sheesh back?
He does say sheesh in his Instagram captions a lot.
That's what I was wondering.
Huh.
Anyways, Millennial Hannah, LeBron James on the same track.
Yes, equivalent in many ways.
Okay, Mary Lee's back on hold. Donna is sitting in shame, and I'm going to throw these questions to you. Are you ready?
Ready.
Can't wait to see how this pans out. We're quizzing you on famous pinups.
Okay. Famous pinups. Can you name the iconic clothing item that television's Katherine Bach was known for on her TV show from 79 to 85?
Tube top.
50s iconic brunette known as the Queen of Pinups, later known as the Queen of Bondage.
Hmm. 50s. Sophia Loren.
Okay. And can you spell Farrah Fawcett?
F-A-R-R-A-H-F-A-W-C-E-T-T. Farrah Fawcett, finally. Okay. I'm sticking with all those.
Okay. We're going to head to a tiebreaker.
All right.
So I thought you'd know the first one, Donna. Katherine Bach played Daisy Duke on the Dukes.
Oh, Daisy Dukes. Oh, I was thinking of a talk show. Okay.
Yeah.
I said shoulder pads.
Oh, okay.
And I couldn't do a pinups question without asking you about the probably the most famous pinup of all time, Betty Page. That name doesn't do anything for you guys?
No, is that like Betty Boop?
No, Betty Page. She was a brunette. She started out kind of as a wholesome, you know, a pinup girl, and then later kind of got into the whips and the stockings and the leather and the things. Oh,
yeah. I said Jane Russell.
Yeah. Anyways, and you both got Farrah Fawcett right.
Yeah.
That's a tricky name to spell, Donna, but nice job, bub.
Thanks, same to you, bub.
So I'm going to play a song, and I want to see if you can name the famous pinup who is singing it. Are you ready?
Ready.
Call out your name when you know it.
Donna. That is, what's her face? The blonde Marilyn Monroe.
That is correct.
Wow.
Yeah, girl.
She's a winner. She gets a t-shirt. Unfortunately, she won't get it in time for Girls Weekend to wear up in Breezy Point, but we'll.
What's the plan tonight there, Mary? Like, night one of Girls Weekend, what happens?
Karaoke?
Doug Allen Nash is going to be playing Johnny Cash and Neil Diamond in the Tomorrow Elvis.
Wow.
Who's going to be doing Johnny Cash?
John Allen, what's his name? John Allen Cash? Doug Allen Nash.
This when did you like start drinking?
Doug Allen, George Allen, John Cash.
I'm drinking orange juice right now.
Okay, good. Vitamin C.
Have the best time.
Have a great time. Connect with them. Hey, you know what? Do yourself a favor too, okay?
Okay.
Ask each other some real intentional questions.
Oh, God.
Ain't happening.
All right. Good talking, Mary. We'll see you later.
Yeah, like, who's got the other bottle of wine?
Thanks, Donna, for giving me a t-shirt.
You're welcome. Thanks for believing in me.
Oh sweet.
Okay, dear. Bye-bye.
Bye. Aw, she's so sweet.
Thanks for believing in me. I mean, you are, that strikes me as rather thirsty and needy. Thanks for believing in me, caller Mary, who's psychotic on her way up north.
How many psychotic things have you said to the callers in the history of this game?
Mine, I like to, I think that mine come across as more overtly crazy and less, thanks for believing in me.
I can still hear the pat. Marilyn Monroe song.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's okay.
She didn't even hear me making fun of her.
No,
Are we sure that wasn't Doug Allen, John
Nash?
Allen Jackson.
What? Everybody on the show getting tipsy.
Everybody on the show getting tipsy. Everybody on the show getting tipsy.
All right, these are two really quickies, okay, Stevie? Dave, make it good. It's me, the needy one. Do you want to avoid crying when chopping onions?
Yeah. Goggles.
That's good, though. Chew gum.
No.
Yes. Yism.
Anything else with it or no?
That's it. Just chew gum. You're welcome.
They're not telling us why that works.
Don't worry about it.
All right. Sorry.
Just do it.
Okay.
If you have Amazon Prime.
Prime.
And we, and your item is even one day late, you can get $10 back. They really honor their two-day shipping, and this can drastically reduce your overall purchase price. This is good to know. I'm supposed to get an item today, and then all of a sudden it changed to between now and August 3rd. And I'm like, wait, that's not what it said when I ordered it.
Oh, that is good to know.
Right?
So then you could reach out to the seller, I guess.
Yeah.
Because it's backed by Prime.
Thanks.
Nothing better than when an Amazon package arrives.
Oh, it's so fun.
Early.
That's great.
You get a two-day free shipping, and then it arrives one day. I just bought my son a fishing rod, by the way, and I bought myself one, too.
I love that.
It's happening.
That's
We're learning.
Great. Together.
Are we going to learn to tie fishing knots together, Steve? Should we do that?
Yeah, I seriously need to. You know what I was thinking, Rocco? We're just a YouTube video away from anything.
Right.
From anything. Mm. Certainly tying fishing line. And this is supposed to be a snag-free or a low chances of the fishing line snagging kind of a rod and reel that I got him. So
sweet.
Here's hoping.
All righty. When we come back, I came across this show that I think you, Steve Patterson, might be interested in.
Oh.
It's a home show.
I like home stuff.
And it might hit home for you for one particular reason. I will tell you what it is when we come right back on My Talk.
It's easy to bail on a workout, but it's hard to bail on a friend. That's why I like the idea of a workout buddy. Somebody that can keep you accountable, push you a little bit to lift more, run a little bit faster, or try a new exercise. Right now, the Y is offering $10 enrollment with no dues until August if you join by June 30th. So you and a friend can sweat, stretch, strengthen, and yes, you can save together, too. Join now at ymcanorth.org.
Donna Valentine and Steve Patterson, along with producer DJ Rod Laster.
Hey, you know, Silk Sonic has a new song out today, if you like that Leave the Door Open song.
With Prince?
Oh.
No, different, but it's called Skate. Maybe we'll play it later. It's pretty good. It's also, if you like that 70s vibe, you're going to like it.
Okay. And Silk Sonic is who we hear there with Bruno Mars.
Bruno Mars and Anderson .Paak.
Oh, cool.
Or Pac. I think it's Pac.
It's Pac.
It's spelled P-A-A-K, but let's go with Pac.
It's Pac. I know this because our friend Brian Ullman sent me a correction email at one point and said it's Pac, not
Good job,
Pac.
Don.
Thank you.
You're so connected.
I just try to listen to the people. Do you watch a lot of HGTV?
Me like HGTV. It's a like a therapeutic
really
show.
Okay.
Or a channel.
So have you ever watched Home Again with the Fords?
I think I've watched one episode of it where the guy, the brother, it's a brother and sister.
Yes.
And they're in Pittsburgh.
That's exactly right.
And he redid this like a warehouse. It was essentially a warehouse. And then he turned it into a place that he would live.
Well, that sounds really fun and exciting. And the latest addition to the HGTV lineup will be Home Again with the Fords. And it's, they're renovating the show as they're renovating homes. And it looks like what they're trying to do with HGTV to some extent is, because, you know, they lost, what's their names?
Chip and Joe.
Right, who I believe have their own channel. Pretty much.
Yeah,
right
I think
now.
That, yeah, they're on the Discovery Network right now on their streaming Discovery Plus. And I think the channel itself, the full blown Magnolia Network, I think hits TVs in January.
Okay. Oh, good to know. Well, it looks like what they're trying to do now with HGTV is to make it a little more like Bravo.
Bravo!
So they're trying to give storylines within the show's, you know, renovations. They're also trying to create storylines and cliffhangers and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to lean into like emotional highs and lows that the stars and the families face.
Okay.
And it's just the beginning of what the network really wants to do with all of its existing properties. Just seeing the success of, you know, some of the shows on Bravo. You know, another good example of that is Pit Bulls and Parolees.
Here we go.
It's a story about rescuing dogs every episode, but there's always some kind of intertwined storyline of the people involved in the show.
Right, of course.
Like so-and-so's probation is over, or so-and-so's getting married, or it's just, it really does hold your attention on a different level.
Yeah, they weave a story in, and the house stuff is background, but they make it so that it's not just looking at pretty things. It's not a Pinterest channel.
Right.
But there are stories. They say in total, HGTV just greenlit 11 new series.
Wow.
Three pilots, including new shows with Mike Holmes and Ken and Anita Corsini. Let me read you a couple of the shows that they have. So the Mike Holmes one is going to be called Holmes Family Rescue. Deadline says it this way: for years, contractor Mike Holmes has been living out his personal mission to make it right for hundreds of homeowners who have fallen victim to careless and dishonest contractors. In Holmes Family Rescue, Michael team up with his kids, Michael Holmes Jr. and Sherry Holmes, to rescue clients who have nowhere else to turn after living through botched construction jobs. So if you like Mike Holmes, you're going to get a lot of them. I used to find, did you
Holmes
ever watch
on Holmes?
Yep. When I would watch Holmes on Holmes, every time you had all these other HGTV shows that were incredible. We're going to do this fireplace, this wall feature. We're going to knock down this wall. And he's always saying, oh, this needs to be 2 inches out from there. And it's not. And you just can't. Who can you even trust anymore? And he's always got this distinctly Canadian vibe. Now, look at this. This insulation. This isn't even up to code. I mean, I'm going to have to do it all over again. Yeah. Here's your new insulation. But it was never glamorous. It was always just...
Yeah, a disaster. It's like, oh, what's he going to find now? Also, this old house, like I don't get any channels at the cabin, so I'll just watch PBS. I get like 4 PBS channels. And I can never look away when This Old House is on. Have you ever watched it?
I don't think I've ever watched This Old House.
It's so good. It's so good. It's the same thing.
It was HGTV before HGTV?
Correct.
Yep. Is it a Holmesy sort of an approach there?
It's basically just some guys showing you how to do stuff, and they describe what they're doing and why they're doing it. It's not just like, hey, we're going to rip this out. It's step by step, how they fix things, how they install windows. You know, it could be siding. It could be adding a porch. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to pour this cement here and we're going to block it off by doing this. And then they bring in an expert.
Paul Folger from 5 Eyewitness News.
I know him.
He was on Twin Cities Live with you and me on PIFO. Tuesday.
Yep.
PIFO. And PIFO said that he is watching a show called Home Renovision, and it's on YouTube,
right.
Actually. But he
That's
said the
right.
cool thing about that YouTube series is they tell you, try this. You can do this. You don't think you can, but you can. Other things, don't try this. You're
right.
Going to waste your money. You
Which
just need a professional. And so I like that
yes.
they don't make it all seem Pinteresty. Like, oh, yeah, I could do that. And then you put half of your accent wall looks
yeah.
totally stupid and you have to call in a contractor anyway.
Correct.
Another good Insta follow in this regard, sort of springing off of HGTV, is it's an Instagram handle called Philip or Flop. So like Philip or Flop.
But the guy's name is Philip.
Philip.
No,
hear me out. I think he has a day job and he is home renovating his entire property one room at a time. And so right now he is finishing up a sort of a 3-season style porch off of his living room sliding glass door. And it is unbelievable. The next project is he's in the bedroom. And then for the next month, you're just getting updates from the bedroom, and he shows you how he's doing it. And it looks like he has good relationships with like Lowe's and
right.
maybe a couple
okay.
other companies, but it's really cool how it's done. Philip or Flop
okay.
on Instagram.
And this one is, what did I say it was called again? They renamed it Home Again with the Fords.
Oh,
and it's, you know, it's in the show's like trailer, the female says, I've moved all over the country, but Pittsburgh will always have my heart. And so I guess it's just all taking place in Pittsburgh. And they show like really the two main rivers in Pittsburgh there and all this pretty.
Three. It's actually the Allegheny and the Monongahela River,
ooh.
Which come together to meet / create the Ohio River.
Love it. Wow. Geography.
I'm going to roll off some names of other shows real quick. We got 10 seconds here.
Okay.
Coming to HGTV, Flipping Showdown. That's with Ken and Anita Corsini. They're the real estate duo from Atlanta. First Home Fix, Moving for Love from the producers of TLC's 90 Day Fiancé. So they're really leaning into the story. I like the title of this one. Why the heck did I buy this house? That's going to be set in San Antonio. I'm looking forward to that show. So that and a bunch of others. HGTV, 11 new shows. Got the old green light. Hey, when we come back, we'll get a dirt alert from Rocco. Also this, Scarlett Johansson in the news. She just starred in Black Widow. She's now suing Disney, the parent company of Marvel, and they're suing back. We'll tell you about it next.